All right, so MetaConnect 2024. Gotta say, kind of makes you think twice, you know? I missed those announcements. You shared some stuff, and it's like shiny surface, but underneath.
Ah, you're noticing that too. They bury the lead, don't they?
Big time. It's like they think, ooh, cool gadgets. No one will read the fine print.
Where the truth hides, as always.
Exactly. Take the Meta Quest. Amazing VR, they say. Immersive. But oh, by the way, you need an account and age restrictions. Tucked away like an afterthought.
Right. It's not just about what's appropriate for kids, though.
Oh, there's more to it.
Way more. This is Meta building their own little world, their ecosystem. They control the data, the experience.
So those age limits, it's about
Segmenting, deciding what you see based on that data.
sneaky. Like, come play in our metaverse, BUT.
We make the rules, and we're watching.
And don't even get me started on the Ray-Ban Metas. AI features, voice commands, so cool. Except, oh, only some locations.
Limited rollout, classic tactic.
What's the deal with that? Testing the waters.
Could be regulations, public reaction. Makes you wonder.
Seriously, privacy issues, glitches they're hiding, and of course, need that Meta account, need their app. Starting to see a theme here.
Big brother vibes for sure.
No kidding. Glasses recording everything, linked to your profile. Where's that data going?
Good question. One they don't seem eager to answer.
Back to that ecosystem thing. This isn't just selling gadgets anymore, is it?
Nope. It's a network. Every device, every bit of data you give them strengthens their hold.
So it's like,
They're crafting a world where you're always plugged into their platform.
okay, so we've got the Quest's sneaky requirements, these Ray-Bans, less smart, more spyish. But they did show off the Meta Quest 3, new Snapdragon chip, the XR2 Gen 2. That's got to mean something, right?
Ah, the chip. On the surface, tech specs, faster, prettier graphics, but
Need
it
reveal.
reveals a lot about where Meta's headed.
Okay, wait on me. What does this chip mean for the everyday user? Someone like me picks it up.
Imagine it like this. The chip is the Quest's engine, right? This new one, like swapping a sputtering old thing for a V8.
So games will be
Not just look better, they'll feel different.
more real.
Smoother, more realistic. That's the selling point. I get it. But you're hinting at something more. What's the catch? Meta loves a good catch.
You're catching on fast. Remember our chat about their ecosystem, control, buried deep in the chip specs, Meta Processing Unit, MPU. Meta Processing Unit. Why do I feel a disturbance in the force? What is that, and should I be worried?
$1 million questions, both of them. Meta's being vague. Works alongside the Snapdragon, they say. Details. Elusive.
Shocker. Let me guess, more control, keeping us in the dark.
Possible. One theory, this MPU handles all the processing inside the Quest. Movements, commands, maybe even eye tracking, all happening locally.
Wait, so that means
Less lag, faster response sounds great, right?
on the surface, yeah, but
But if the MPU handles all that juicy data locally, where's it stored? Who can access it? Remember, Meta loves data.
that's what gets me right. Pushing boundaries, yeah, but with their own rule book.
And written in data. Remember those terms of service? We click agree,
Don't
but.
remind me. Hieroglyphics, but with legalese instead of birds. This MPU thing's got my spidey sense tingling.
As it should. It's a whole different ballgame now. Websites, videos, that's one thing. This is VR, AR. They're tracking your body, your reaction.
Hold up. Biometric stuff, too.
Potentially. It's not about what you like anymore. It's knowing how you behave. All for that seamless experience, they say.
Except if they're seamlessing us right into.
Exactly. Think about it. That much data plus AI learning.
Okay, now that sounds scary. Like sci-fi scary.
It's not so sci-fi anymore. Imagine Meta predicting your every move, your needs even, influencing your choices based on what you do in their little world.
So we're on this amazing playground, but
They control the swings, the snacks, and they're filming everything.
man. All right, so Downside City over here.
Yeah.
Pretty. Gotta admit, some cool features announced. Virtual concerts across the world, designing in 3D, real time.
They dangle the carrot, that's for sure.
The old razzle dazzle, make us forget the rest, huh? But not us, we're on to them. Am I being paranoid here, or is this legit concerning?
I'd say healthy skepticism is good. It's about balance. Exciting tech, yes, but with eyes wide open.
So what do we do? It's moving so fast. How do we keep up and protect ourselves?
Simple things, really. Read those terms and conditions. Painful, I know, but knowledge is power. And think before you click buy. Is this company, this tech, worth the trade-off?
Being more mindful, basically.
100%. We've got more power than we think. If we demand privacy, transparency, they'll have to listen. It's our data.
Taking back control. I like the sound of that. Okay. So right. Quest, check. Shady Ray-Bans, check. Superpowered chip dot check. But almost forgot the age thing on Quest again.
You mean how they mention stuff for older users?
Yeah. Easy to miss, but
yeah,
that implies they're tailoring the whole LD metaverse experience, depending on who you are. Age, maybe more later.
Yeah.
It's kind of huge. So instead of one metaverse, it's like different versions for different people.
Exactly. Think about the implications. Personalized, yeah, but what if it goes too far?
Like how far?
Imagine your access to information, what you see, learn, even WHO you connect with.
All decided by Meta.
Filtered through their algorithms. Your age is just the start. Your whole digital history.
So instead of shared experiences, it's
curated realities. And who decides what's the right reality for you?
That's kind of creepy when you put it that way. And it's not just games and stuff, right? They were talking about education.
Oh, absolutely. Partnering with schools, governments.
The training simulations they showed were insane. Like surgery, flying jets.
Immersive learning. Huge potential. Imagine stepping into history class, literally. Or the human body.
Okay, cool. But then, same problem, different package.
Right. If Meta controls these virtual spaces for learning, for anything.
They decide who gets access, what they experience.
The gatekeepers, not just of fun, but of knowledge. And we see this already, even outside VR.
Social media algorithms, you mean?
Pushing certain views, silencing others. Now imagine that, but you're surrounded by it.
Man, it's like the more we uncover about this stuff, the bigger it gets and the shakier the ground feels.
It's a lot of power in their hands, which is why we got to talk about it.
For sure. So last question then. What do we do with all this? Someone's listening thinking, whoa, this is intense.
It is intense. But here's the thing. Knowledge is power. Stay informed. Stay curious. Don't just take the shiny new toy and run with it. Ask, what's the catch?
Read the fine print, even when it's a pain.
Especially then. Because this is about more than just a gadget upgrade. It's our digital future. All of us making choices every day that shape that future.
Love that. Not just shaped by a day, but shaving IT. Okay, folks, that was intense. MetaConnect, you gave us a lot to think about.
We barely scratched the surface.
But hey, a scratch is better than nothing. Big thanks to you. Always a brain-bending conversation.
Anytime. Someone's got to keep an eye on these tech giants, right?
You said it. And to everyone listening, thanks for diving deep with us. Stay curious, stay informed, and we'll catch you on the next one.